The title of this writing is Pushing God. Here's my experience with proselytizing pushers. People who attempt to jam their God down your throat are dealing with major disbelief within themselves. Missionaries aside, the Praise Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Yahweh, Jehovah, etc. crowd are not trying to convince you, but themselves. Their thinking goes something like this. If I preach it just one more time, I may start believing it myself. The best convincers are the ones who follow the advice of St. Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words. When you see a model of excellence, you'll get curious about, how can I get me some of that, without them offering you one word of dogma? This practice goes well past God. If you're preaching something you have deep doubts about, your message will fall to the ground, rejected by clogged ears. If you persist in spite of zero interest, you're like an overworked muffler installer. Exhausting. If you don't own something, you can't sell it to somebody else. That goes for God, your way of life, your political leanings, or how to bring up children. This isn't a suggestion to stop believing. It's more of a message to stop deceiving yourself and others. When you do that, your genuine aura will seep out, and you won't need to go to the rooftops and shout. All the best, John.